One of our favorite things to do is listen to apologies. Forced apologies. And I guess we've been doing it for a long time, but I suppose we kind of started calling it Apology Bingo last week when we had the Boston radio guy.
Sure, yeah.
And so now let's play again. Just listening to an apology, and we'll listen for bingo words. But let me start you with this. So this is how she got fired, and she didn't get to apologize for it. She has an apology, but I'm going to go in inverse order, I suppose. So this just happened on March 8th. Barbie Bassett works at WLBT in Jackson, Mississippi. She's worked there for over 23 years. But the last anybody in Jackson, Mississippi saw her on WLBT, Q plus, was March 8th.
Boy, she looks like someone named Barbie Bassett.
Her bio has been removed from the station website, and no one will comment on her. So it is believed that Barbie Bassett has worked her last day in Jackson, Mississippi.
Is she the weather anchor, or was?
She has been a meteorologist, but I think she's now like morning show anchor.
Okay. Because I'm looking here at a book that she published that's on Amazon right now called Forecasts and Faith, Five Keys to Weathering the Storms of Life.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
So it's kind of capturing the entirety of the population, people who are really stoked on weather and people who are really religious.
Of course.
Yeah. Let's see. So she was doing a fun morning show segment on Snoop Dogg's new wine. So he now owns a winery and is putting out a new Cali Blanc white wine.
I've seen the red one at the stores at gas stations. It's called 19 Crimes, and it has an ominous photo of Snoop on it. I'm like, boy, they're just coming out here and say it. I was a criminal, and now I'm trying to sell you some wine. It's pretty awesome.
So if you're looking at the video, we're going to have to describe the video.
Okay.
Just because you're going to want to keep an eye on the guy on your right. He, I think, is the weather guy. He is African-American. She is not, and neither is her co-host there. They're just a couple of olds hosting the morning show. And so now they're talking about Snoop's wine, and here we go.
Rapper Snoop Dogg is getting deeper into the wine business.
Showing
he teamed
the bottle.
Up with the Australian wine brand 19 Crimes about 3 years ago to produce a red wine called Snoop Cali Red. And now he's expanding the line to include white wine. It's
showing
called Snoop
wines.
Cali Blanc. And Snoop Dogg says there's nothing better.
Well, he hadn't tried anything from Julie Leavenway yet.
I agree with that.
You know how Snoop and Martha Stewart get
had
together.
Had a collaboration, yes.
He ought to have a collaboration with Julie. Mm-hmm. No telling what Snoop Dogg and Julie Leavenway could come up with.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Well, we know it. She'd have a Snoop Dogg tattoo on her shoulder.
A shizzle, my nizzle.
Whoa! I'm telling you. Julie, what do you think about that?
Huh. Okay. Yeah. I'll give you a little visual reset here. She says it, and the gentleman that you're speaking of that is to her left, he being at least part black, I'm not sure, he has a shocked look on his face.
Well,
as he
at
looks
first,
down.
He's laughing at all the other banter.
Yeah.
So watch.
It's very
back it up there a little bit. He's kind of laughing. Like, he thinks everything they're saying is real funny. Oh, Snoop tattoo? Hilarious.
Yep.
But then, yes. Then we get to the money shot. And then she tries to banter with him.
With Julie. No telling what Snoop Dogg and Julie Leavenway could come up with.
Laughing.
That'd be pretty
tattoo.
Cool.
Well, we know it. She'd have a Snoop Dogg tattoo on her shoulder.
A shizzle, my nizzle.
I'm telling you.
And his eyes get super big.
He turns into Jim from The Office.
He definitely does. Okay, sorry. But yeah.
Well, get this. A fun fact from the internet says that it takes about 100 grapes to make a glass of wine and about 600 grapes to fill a bottle. And apparently Chardonnay is the most popular white wine. Patrick would probably know that. Do you know that?
So now she's throwing it to the guy who...
Looks shocked.
Looks shocked. African-American. And was having a lot of fun. And now...
White wine. Patrick would probably know that. Do you know that?
I don't drink Chardonnay, but...
Oh.
What kind of wine do you prefer?
Rosé, but, yeah. Anyways.
Oh, okay. And you're going to have weather right after
yep,
this.
Yep, sure.
Dang.
He kind of does the, I don't know, John, why don't you go ahead and do it?
I'm just kidding. Rosé, but, yeah. Yeah, and he also does the tried and true news desk, smack of the desk a little bit.
Yep. So it seems that they have just yanked her off of the air, and she has lost her job. Again, it's been 20 days now, and
what?
They took her bio info off the station website and all that kind of stuff. So when you read about Barbie Bassett, you find out she actually had previously come under fire last October for what's termed as insensitive racial remarks around a college game day segment.
Okay.
So they have a local reporter. She is black. And they were going to do college game day at Jackson State. Remember this?
I do.
So they're doing their morning show on Friday morning. And they sent Carmen Poe. She is black. To do a segment. Let's kick it out to Carmen and we're going to banter.
Different Carmen.
So, Carmen Poe, the reporter, says they haven't revealed tomorrow's celebrity guest picker. That's what they're bantering about. Now, this audio, the only audio I could find on this, is from YouTube. So it's a little less quality, and you're going to hear a guy's comment in the background once she makes the comment that's again, the money shot. So... Here, she's talking to black reporter out at college game day to try to figure out who's that celebrity guest picker going to be tomorrow.
Okay, but Carmen, girl, sis, I know you well enough.
Okay,
know.
Pause. We are already...
We're not there yet.
We are already in major, major choppy waters here. This woman, by the way, looks like Paula Deen.
Yes.
That's who, yes. She's, who she looks like now at this age of her career. She looks like Paula Deen. Girl, sis.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay, but Carmen, girl, sis, I know you well enough to know that those guys working behind you, they probably know who the celebrity game day picker is. So, you need to go swing by the Kroger's, get you a chocolate pie.
The chocolate pie.
A chocolate. Well, pecan pie would be just as fine. And you need to go offering it to some of those guys working behind you.
And get the scoop.
And see if you can get the scoop from one of those for return. I know your mother or your grandmammy has got
your
some
grandmammy.
Type of recipe that
really?
You could whip up, don't you think?
Really,
take
mom?
It to them?
Grandmammy?
She got time.
They might have a recipe or two. Go whip something up.
Oh. So apparently...
Oof.
She also looks like someone that says Kroger's.
Instead of Kroger?
So yeah. Apparently, as I'm I'm learning that, so Grandmammy, according to this article, is a specific term that a slave would refer to their grandmother as Grandmammy.
You've never heard a white person call their grandmother Grandmammy in your life.
No, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So even...
No, I mean, I've heard weird meemaw and whatever.
Oh, I got
whatever.
Meemaw, pawpaw. We got
I don't get
our
it.
Own stranges over here on the...
But is that definitely just a black term?
In my experience, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well...
And, yeah.
So, now we're going to play apology bingo. So now, she did apologize for this one. And apparently, this is a strike two, and she's just done. Like, hey, we told you already before. In fact, let's listen to the apology, and you can hear how she said she's going to learn. So enjoy all the words, and if you want to call for, you know, when you hear a word that's on your bingo card, whatever.
We have heard from many of you regarding an exchange in a WLBT newscast last week. In an effort to be transparent, we want you to know we have had meaningful internal conversations and discussions about this situation.
Well, I love this, too.
That should be on the bingo card. The other person talking.
Yeah.
Like the guy who has to intro you.
Very meaningful. Yeah. And important. And, boy, this is...
Transparency.
Transparency is really what we're all about.
Barbie Bassett would like to address those comments.
Last Friday on our newscast today at 11, I used a term that was offensive to many in our audience and to my coworkers here at WLBT. And though it was not intentional, I now understand how both my comment was insensitive and hurtful. And I have apologized to Carmen Poe. And now I would like to apologize to you, because that is not the heart of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I humbly ask you for your forgiveness. And I apologize to everyone I have offended.
There it is.
I will learn from this.
Mm-hmm.
And I will participate in training so I can better understand our history and our people. I cannot mend the hurt that my comment caused.
That's a good
one. But I pray that you will forgive me and that you'll extend grace through my awful mistake.
Wow. Yeah, the whole thing was just her just filling it up.
Yeah.
She really went for it. She's moving past this. She used horrible. She went with the "that's not in my heart," which is people that know me.
Yeah.
Apologize to everyone. Everyone. Wish I could take it back. Yeah, comments I made. That's a great one. You know, it's interesting. She hasn't said anything at all about this most recent incident, I assume.
No, like I said, she yanked ghosted. Off the air after.
Okay.
She hasn't done anything social media wise, and I don't think they didn't allow her to apologize. They're just like, look, you're done.
So I hadn't actually heard this audio, but I'd seen some buzz on the internet about it, and I saw Charlemagne of the morning show in New York City had some comments on it. The Breakfast Show. The Breakfast Club? Yeah, The Breakfast Club. Very popular urban radio station host in the morning. Probably the most popular in the world. And he kind of defended her a little bit. In a way that was basically like...
For the Snoop?
Yeah. I bet she doesn't even know what that means. And I remember the first time that I was like, I don't really understand the world anymore, was when I remember I had an aunt that I heard saying bling bling regarding, I believe, jeans that were bedazzled. And I'm like, okay, so...
She's trying to... Be hip to the kids, perhaps.
Or somehow she had heard this term, and I'm like, well, okay, when Lil Wayne was 16 and putting out albums, and that song came out, and the entire albums were about codeine, jewelry, and chicks, and it was not like clean music at all. Now she knows the words that the New Orleans rappers are using, and then I started to realize, probably because of social media, that just saying it, frankly, mostly older white women were learning terms from hip hop in particular, because it had become so mainstream.
Yeah, but they're upset. She's upset now. She's like, wait, I said grandmammy or whatever.
Yeah.
And I can't say that because it's a really old term. And now right. I can't say this new cool term either. The
right. When
shizzle,
she doesn't understand that Snoop just came up with that, so because he couldn't say the N word on TV and it sounded cool, but she doesn't understand it. Now she's just, it's a very confusing world. For some of these folks, and I'm positive she did not understand what she was saying, because now Snoop Dogg is in commercials for wine, mainstream beer, everything.
Yeah, and he's saying it. Chris Rock said it.
It's got to be very confusing.
Sudden, yeah.